Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
It's Monday. Nobody likes Mondays. So with that, I think it's time to open up the list. The list is an ongoing list that we add to every Monday morning of things that just grind our gears, that really frustrate us, you know, maybe like a coworker or something. Guys, is there anything you would like to add to the list this week?
I do.
Okay. Ooh. All right, Melissa. Wait a minute. I think I have an idea as to what you're going to add to the list.
Yeah. Really? Does his or her name begin with the letter P?
Yeah. Does it rhyme with quarter?
I want to add Porter to the list.
There it is. Okay, for like the 7th out of 8 straight weeks, why are you adding Porter to the list this week?
This weekend, I took him to Indiana by LaPorte. It's like between Portage and LaPorte to Cousin Dave's because Cousin Dave's got a workspace.
That's right, and he loves cars, right? And Porter's really getting into cars now, right?
Yeah, and engines and all that.
Yeah,
and he's got a go-kart, and he needed to fix a couple of things, and he doesn't get to ride it because we live in a neighborhood.
Yeah,
so it's
right.
Very rare he gets to ride it. Well, I said, okay, we're going to go. Just when you get all your homework done, we will leave.
Oh, no.
So he did his auto class, and he's like, done. So we left. We went, had a great time.
Oh, no. I know exactly.
Find out last night when I get home from Joe's Live seeing Scotty McCreary.
Oh,
he's at the kitchen table with his dad doing math.
And you said, Porter, we're not going until you do your homework. And turns out he had other subject homework that he had to do.
Yeah.
So what did you say? What did he say?
Well, I didn't interrupt because they were deep, deep, deep in math. But he doesn't know. But today, he doesn't get his phone until the rest of that math packet is done because it's due tomorrow.
Oh, wow. So it was technically, I'm not defending Porter. We all know this. I'm anti-Porter on this show.
And he's anti-Kennedy. Why is he anti our kids?
There's a theme. Anyway, technically, he didn't do anything wrong. Homework wasn't due today, so technically he didn't need. He was actually getting ahead of it. So you know what?
You know what? I never would have expected that answer from our producer, Kyle. The most responsible guy on this show.
Right?
I just feel bad. He's been on the list for so many weeks now. I'm starting to feel guilty.
Kyle's trying to get Porter off the list.
Yeah. Well, maybe you need to have a talk with Porter then.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you need to babysit him.
Nope. I'm out on that idea. I'm busy. I'm sorry.
312-946-4995. If you've got anything you want to add to the list. Kyle, do you have anything you want to add to the list?
Oh, yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I definitely do. So we're going to add things as well to add, in addition to Porter, who is added to the list. Let's do it. Let's add more things to
the list.
All right, so Melissa just got done adding Porter to the list for, I think, the 7th time in the last 8 weeks. Gotta love raising a teenage boy, right?
He deserves it.
Kyle, what are you adding to the list this week?
I'm gonna add Melissa to the list.
Oh no,
what did I do?
Oh, this is awkward.
Because just moments ago, before you turned that mic on, we were talking about our weekends, and I confessed something about a TV show that I love, that I honestly think
okay, wait
is
a
the
minute.
Best show on TV.
Yeah, and what is
and
that
that
now
show.
Now I'm getting made fun of.
No, Lauren, you have to admit what that show is.
And I will. It's The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Okay.
It is the best show on TV, and Melissa is sitting over here just giggling to herself, just being like, oh, The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Kyle? Yes, the best show. All of them are committing fraud. I don't know how, but they all are. Somebody got arrested. Every season is getting better and better. I'm an idiot. I want to add myself to the list for not watching sooner, but it is the best show, and you guys need to jump on the bandwagon, but Melissa, you're added to the list for making fun of us.
Oh my gosh, I'm just so surprised you're watching that.
Now,
hey, so
between
weird.
Us, you and me both. I was like, what?
Well, that's spoken like two people who aren't watching the best show on TV.
Look, hand raised. going to the text line, 312-946-4995. From the 847, a texter wants to add, the price of beer at venues. Really? They say, really?
Gosh.
Yeah, you know what? I agreed with that.
100%.
It is so expensive.
Yeah.
There's a venue up in Wrigleyville. What's it called? Oh, Wrigley Field, where the beers are just astronomical. You have to take out a second mortgage on your home just to get some suds.
Any of the music venues, all of them, you're all guilty.
Right. The thing I am adding to the list this week. You guys know how I go to Egg Harbor every single week, right?
Yep. It's your carrot.
It is my carrot. At the end of the week, I go to the one downtown on Friday. Well, we've started going to the one in Elmhurst on Saturday mornings, right after swim lessons.
Mm-hmm. Still found.
Okay? So I'm going to Egg Harbor multiple times a week. And I'm not adding Egg Harbor to the list, but I'm adding when restaurants change up their menus.
Mm.
Because for us locals, for us regulars that go every single week, we notice. Heck, I noticed the one downtown just got new tables.
Really?
I noticed these type of things.
They didn't even need new tables.
But the thing that grinds my gears the most is the fact that they updated their kids' menu.
Oh.
Kids' menus should well in the pool, wade in the pool of ease.
Yep.
And just not a whole lot. Unfortunately, this new kids menu, it's like doing some algebra equations. I feel like Porter doing his homework.
Really?
I'm like, literally, it's like, it's all a la carte now. I have to add this to this. And they're like, yeah, but the prices are lower. Not when you all add it all up.
Yep.
So Egg Harbor, well, not Egg Harbor. I love you, Egg Harbor. But restaurants that change up their menus.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, baby.
It's added to the list.
Yeah, I'm adding it to the list. Restaurants that add things to their menu, Melissa and Porter, and beer prices at venues, it's all added to the list. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Let's play some ones.
Gotta.
Go. One's gotta go. It's powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Zzzt. Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. Send us a couple of options that you think would be difficult to pick between, and we're going to tell you which one has got to go. Joining us today is our dear friend, Sam in Griffith. Sam, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
It's a girl, Sam. I thought it was a guy.
Sam.
It's guy Sam. I'm pleasantly surprised. Hi, Sam. You ready to play?
Yes.
Yeah, Mel was really sad going into this game, and now she's
more testosterone in this game. And then it was like,
I need some girls sometimes.
And then it was girl Sam, and she's like, oh my gosh.
I know. It's like, I gotta bring down the testosterone and up the estrogen. Okay, go, Kyle.
Okay, first one up from an 847 texture. One's gotta go. You're forced to drive a bright neon orange car everywhere, or you're forced to wear neon orange clothes every day. Sam, which one's gotta go for you?
I would have to pick the neon orange car.
Ooh, why is that?
That one's got to go?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't think I could be seen driving an orange car.
Yeah, fair.
I think the clothes have got to go because I would rather drive a really exotic car like that.
Exotic.
Because I could take public transportation or park it in the back of the parking lot, There's ways around it. When you're wearing those clothes, everyone's like, ooh, what's this guy doing?
Well, I'm also going to say the clothes have to go for one simple reason, and that's that if you're in the orange car, you're easy to spot, and you probably will get in less accidents because you are standing out so much from everybody else.
Yeah, but you'll get more tickets, Mel.
All right, next one up from a 708 texter, Sam. One's got to go. Your fingers are cooked spaghetti or your toes are razor blades?
Oh, my gosh.
Which one's got to go, Sam?
Spaghetti.
Probably my fingers are spaghetti now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Why is that?
Because I need my fingers every day. I can deal with my toes being razor blades.
Yeah.
That's fair. I agree with that.
Yeah, look, sometimes I let my, I'll be honest, in the winter, especially, I let my finger, my toenails get a little too long. So they're basically like razor blades as they are.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, give me the cook's spaghetti fingers. They've got to go because that'd be so hard to pick things up.
Yeah. And then you can, like, even cut things if you need to with your feet.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, man, I can't get this package open. Hey, Mel, take off your shoes.
Yeah. I'll be like, slice it open. All right. So there we go.
Okay. And last one, Sam, just for you today. Thanksgiving is coming up. So we're curious. One's got to go. Turkey or stuffing? Which one's got to go?
Oh, probably the stuffing.
Stuffing's got to go. Why is that?
I've never been a big fan of the stuffing.
Mm-hmm. Never been a big fan of it. All these years, no. Sam's never been a big fan of it.
Yep.
We've said it for years. Sam hates stuffing.
Sam does hate stuffing. Yeah. That's, in fact, I meant to say that when we brought her up on the phone.
Yeah.
That's why they never call her Sam Stuffing.
They never do. They never do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
By now, you should know about Melissa and I's canned food drive that's going down tomorrow in Round Lake at the Jewel, right there on 900 East Rollins Road. It's all to benefit our friends at the Northern Illinois Food Bank. And joining us right now from the Northern Illinois Food Bank is Chief Philanthropy Officer Colleen Ahern. Colleen, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. We are so grateful that you're helping spread the word about this huge need right now and helping us get people in the community involved. So thank you.
Of course. So what's the best way to help out the Northern Illinois Food Bank?
Well, what we've been telling people is go to salvehungertoday.org because there you can donate, you can look for volunteer opportunities, you can look for food pantries in your area. The most important thing we need right now is food. And for every dollar somebody donates, we can get $8 worth of groceries.
Yeah, that's literally good bang for your buck right there.
Why is it more important this year than in past years?
Well, we're definitely seeing a surge in visits to our network of 300 pantries and agencies throughout Northern Illinois. And it's the highest numbers we've seen since COVID. One of the things we're trying to get the word out is people are really trying to pay their bills right now, get to work, put gas in their car, and we want them to have the basic needs met of food. We are seeing over 600,000 people visiting our network just this month alone. We've had some pop-ups that we've done where we're expecting, 750 families and 1,000 show up. At times, we're having to turn people away, and yet we're able to serve a lot more people because of the generosity that's coming in.
I don't think everybody knows how far you reach in the Chicagoland area. So where are those areas?
So we have 13 counties in Northern Illinois area, DeKalb, Winnebago, Will County, King County, all throughout Northern Illinois, really. In Illinois, there's four food banks, and ours probably has the largest stretch as far as location. So we really rely on our network of pantries that are in those areas and distributing food to them.
Colleen, let me ask you, what are the best types of food people can provide?
So for these types of food drives, we really encourage things that can be on the shelf for a little bit. Peanut butter is really good. Macaroni and cheese is good. Canned fruits and vegetables are great. Also, toilet paper, paper towels.
Those kind of products
as well.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, those are missed in this and can be really expensive and are hugely valuable.
People can go to solvehungertoday.org. And that's also where people can get more information to donate.
And tomorrow we will be out at the Jewel in Round Lake. That's 900 East Rollins Road from 11 to 3. So swing by, even if you just want to drive by and throw your cans out the window at us. Aim for Melissa's arm.
And also Austin's feet. But we do need you to bring things like peanut butter, canned tuna, chicken, whole grain pasta, rice, cereal, oatmeal, and as you heard, even toilet paper and paper towels. Any little bit helps.
Colleen, thank you so much for your time this morning. But more importantly, thank you for all that you guys do at the Northern Illinois Food Bank.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for bringing the community together.
Thank you so much, Colleen.
And don't forget to join us at the Jewel in Round Lake tomorrow from 11 to 3 to donate your canned goods.
That's 900 East Rollins Road tomorrow, 11 to 3. You don't have to even get out of your car. You can just chuck them at us through the window.
Just chuck them at us.
Yeah. No, okay. Aim at Melissa.
It's time now to see if you can beat the Nashville Know-It-All. Let's take it to the host with the most, the pride and joy of Portage, Miss Melissa McGurran.
It's time to play Austin, the Nashville Know-It-All.
Yeah,
baby. For your chance to win $500, let's meet today's contestant. It's Jennifer in Joliet. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello, how are you?
Good. You ready to win $500?
Yes.
Yeah, she's ready, but she's not going.
Hey, don't say that to
her. She's
one.
Going
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
I'm very confident. You sound very, very smart already, I can tell.
Yes, I love my country music.
Good. We need to tell Austin to get out of here.
Bye, Austin.
Oh, bye.
Bye, Austin.
Bye.
Get out of here. Jennifer was really polite.
Yeah.
That's where it ends.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
We don't want you.
Bye-bye. Here's how the game works, Jennifer. I've got five country trivia questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If you tie, it goes to Austin. Are you ready?
Oh, no. Okay, yes.
Oh, all right. Question number one. Luke Combs sported a vintage $100,000 Omega watch at the CMA Awards, which was a birthday gift from Johnny Cash to Elvis in 1969. In one of Luke Combs' hit songs, there's a cold beer calling what?
His name. A cold beer calling my name. My name.
Question number two. Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny XO, just said she thinks she's going to jail because she's been driving on a suspended license that she didn't know she had. Which famous waffle chain restaurant threatened to sue Jelly Roll for using their name in his mixtape?
Waffle House.
Question number three. Scotty McCreery rocked out Joe's Live in Rosemont last night during our final Lodo show of the year, which It Won't Be Long and Cowboy Songs artist headlined our last Lodo show at Joe's on Weed back in August.
Oh my God, It Won't Be Long is one of my favorite songs. Who sings that?
It won't be long. That was me singing it. That wasn't the actual artist.
Oh,
you got this. Come on. You got it, Jennifer.
Oh, my goodness.
He's gotten the Melissa and Austin bump.
I want to say Riley Green.
What was your guess?
Riley Green.
Question number four. Tucker Wetmore appeared to throw shade with a new song about his ex, Brianna Faringer, after Riley Green was seen with her at the CMAs. What sport did Riley Green play in college?
Baseball.
And question number five, the 16th annual CMA Country Christmas Show is coming up and it's hosted by Lauren Daigle and Jordan Davis. What year did Jordan Davis's song "Buy Dirt" get released?
Ooh, I want to say "Buy Dirt." I want to say 2022. It wasn't that long ago.
All right, let's bring Austin back in.
Whoa!
All right, Jennifer. Woo-hoo-hoo. How you feeling over those, Jen?
good.
Okay.
Pretty good?
Well, Jen, what are you going to do with the $500 when you win it?
Pay bills.
Pay bills. Okay, so good news, Austin. You could possibly make Jennifer not pay her bills if you want to win this game.
Well, get ready to foreclose, Jennifer.
Oh, my gosh.
Why?
That's so mean. She's aggressive.
I'm just trying to set the expectations.
My gosh.
Realistically. Right.
Jennifer, you got two correct. Two.
I love it, Jennifer. You're making it easy for me on a Monday. And I appreciate that.
I appreciate it. I'm thanking her.
You got them. You were so close, though. All right, Austin, here we go. Question number one. Luke Combs sported a vintage $100,000 Omega watch at the CMA Awards, which was a birthday gift from Johnny Cash to Elvis in 1969. Mm-hmm. In one of Luke Combs' hit songs, there's a cold beer calling what?
His name. Or my name, if you want to get technical with the lyrics.
Dang!
She also got that correct, and it's 1-1. Question number two. Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny XO, just said she thinks she's going to jail because she's been driving on a suspended license that she didn't even know she had. Which famous waffle chain restaurant threatened to sue Jelly Roll for using their name in his mixtape?
This is actually very funny because we talked to him about this our very first trip down to Nashville, Melissa, because Jelly Roll, like me, is obsessed. And I mean obsessed.
Oh my gosh, just get to the question.
Just answer it.
With Waffle House.
All right. But also, Jennifer got that correct. It's 2-2.
Yes.
Question number three. Scotty McCreery rocked out Joe's Live in Rosemont last night during our final Lodo show this year. Which It Won't Be Long and Cowboy Songs artist headlined our last Lodo show at Joe's on Weed in August.
It's one of my favorite guys ever, mainly because he is all on board, pun intended, with the Captain Cocktail nickname. It is, of course, George Burge.
Gosh.
I don't like this.
No.
Yeah, no. I want to say that too. No.
It right or no to the Captain Cocktail nickname?
The both.
Okay.
It's 3-2, Austin. Question number four. Tucker Wetmore appeared to throw shade with a new song about his ex, Brianna Faringer, after Riley Green was seen with her at the CMAs. What sport did Riley Green play in college?
That would be football.
This is wrong.
No.
Well,
with a name like Riley Green, you would expect him to play golf, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah. You know what? I like that joke.
Thank you.
Don't give that to
I'm
him.
I'm sorry. I just really like that joke.
It's 4-2, Austin. Fifth and final question. The 16th annual CMA Country Christmas Show is coming up, and it's hosted by Lauren Daigle and Jordan Davis. What year did Jordan Davis's song, Buy Dirt, get released?
Ooh, this is a good question. The year questions always get me. I'm going to say 20. Oh, it's either 2021 or 2022. I'm going to say 2022.
Yes!
You did miss that one.
Was it 21?
It was 21. Both you and Jennifer were so close.
Mm-hmm.
But with a 4-2 lead. Austin, you won again.
No, again? Again?
And now your record is 16-0.
Oh, this is a wonderful start to the week.
Oh my gosh.
Stop it.
I hate you.
That's annoying.
All right, that means Jen's got to say the line, right?
Yeah.
Boo. This is Jennifer from Joliet, and Austin is still the Nashville know-it-all.
Yeah, he is. Hey, Jennifer, you know what? If at first you don't succeed, try again, right? Isn't that what they say?
Oh, I will.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good.
But with me, you'll have to try again.
Oh, my gosh. Try tomorrow.
And you know what? I'll try.
More Nashville know-it-all tomorrow at the same time to win that $500 on Melissa and Austin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You need to look out for your Netflix being hacked. Apparently a new scam is underway, and I was laid victim to it over the weekend.
You were? What scam was that?
So it was actually my wife who noticed it on our Netflix account that something was awry. Something was very fishy and off-setting.
Mm-hmm.
And
what was that?
She noticed, like, a lot of times, you know, you think, like, hackers, they break into, you know, they get your password and your login information, and they'll mess around with, like, your billing information or maybe snatch your credit card information.
Yeah.
This hacker does not do that. This hacker merely screws up your algorithm. They get in and they, you'll notice, shows on your Netflix, like on the previously watched section of Netflix.
Yeah.
That you don't know where they came from.
Oh, really? So, like what kind of things
example,
have been previously watched?
Yeah. So, for example, like on our previously watched, there was a movie called Marry Me, starring Owen Wilson and Jennifer Lopez.
Romantic came out, comedy?
Yeah. It came out a few years ago. Mm-hmm. She's like a pop singer and he's like a math teacher, and they somehow, he goes to her concert and they end up getting married or whatever.
Everyone's dream.
Yeah. I don't know the plot that well. And then there's another movie called Champagne Problems. That's a newer movie. It's like kind of more of a Christmassy movie starring Minka Kelly.
Oh,
most famously from playing Lorelai or Lila Garrity on Friday Night Lights.
Another romantic comedy?
Another romantic comedy. Both of these movies were on our previously watched. And so like my wife's like, was it our babysitter? Because obviously like whenever the babysitters come over to watch the girls, we give them free reign to all of the apps that we own. And then she's like, no, the timing doesn't add up, right? Because like my wife watches stuff on Netflix almost every day, and so she's like, yeah, this wouldn't be on our most recently watched movies.
Wow, so who do you think the hacker is?
I honestly don't know, Mel.
Would the hacker be you?
Me?
Yeah.
You think I would watch Marry Me and Champagne Problems?
Rom-coms? Yeah. Was it you?
No. What? I don't know what you're talking about, Mel.
It was you.
What do you mean it was me?
You are... There's no hacker.
No,
you're the
there's
one
a hacker.
Watching the rom-coms.
You gotta look out for your account.
Wait a minute.
What?
It was you.
You... No, stop.
So, okay, earlier today, I make a shocking confession, quote unquote, that Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, the best show on TV.
That's ridiculous.
I watch
that
it.
You watch it.
And Austin over here is watching rom-coms, but not confessing. At least I'm man enough to confess that I watch the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Kyle's actually accurate about that. You better confess.
Confess.
That it was you.
Confess.
We want to hear it right now.
My sister-in-law used to shout that at us at the table to get us to confess to things. Confess.
You know what? Fine. I will confess. I'll confess that Marry Me was not that good of a movie. It was bad.
What?
And I'm very frustrated. And I watched it in three different parts.
Wow.
I came back to finish it.
Wow.
So yeah, it was me.
Wow.
What are you going to do about it? Melissa, we have 10 seconds until 8 o'clock. Should we get to it already?
We are getting to it right now. It is time for the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me, and trust me, you are going to feel great. Visit feelgreatillinois.com.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
Liz and Aurora.
What's your great news?
So last year I called you guys because I had bought my first apartment with my two daughters after my divorce.
Yes.
Okay.
And I could not decorate last year because my house was being shown.
Oh,
so this year, my kids and I decorated early and took everything out, and my house is a Christmas utopia.
A Christmas utopia.
Because my kids really missed Christmas last year, and it put us all down last year. So this year I decided we're going to make it fun.
Oh, I love that. What did you, whenever I think of something like that, I think of like the windows wrapped in lights and what else you have, what else did you put out?
I'm still working on it because my old house was 5,600 square feet.
Oh my goodness.
And my apartment is only 800.
Oh man.
What?
It's going to be wall to wall decor.
Oh, yeah, so you're not joking. It is a true Christmas utopia.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Well, at least you have plenty to decorate with, and you'll have some left over.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
So is it already decorated, or are you getting ready to decorate?
It's already started, and my kids are already, like, our bathroom looks like the North Pole.
The North
Pole. Oh, my, you did the bathroom, too. That's so cute.
Man, so that means that toilet seat is extra cold.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I still have a ton that I'm hanging from the ceilings and I have some ideas.
Oh my gosh. Do you put out those Christmas like hand towels or napkins and all that?
I did. I did. And
I
even did my Christmas shower curtain.
Oh my gosh.
I used to host Christmas at our old house.
Oh my gosh. You do. So you have like a winter wonderland in your home.
Yep.
That's so cute.
It's going to be fun.
Well, you get to enjoy it this year since you didn't last year. So it's a good
exactly.
good thing to be proud and happy about.
She's making up for lost time.
Absolutely.
But if you got a chance to see it, you'd probably think she's making up for the last 100 years, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Liz, that's amazing.
That is awesome,
I'm so glad you called back to share that. I think it's so sweet.
Right. And it is like great news. Like I love these types of great news because they're the types of great news that you don't often think about. It's just something that makes you feel great, and just walking into your home and feeling that like Christmas cheer, it definitely is great. Yeah.
And on top of not being able to feel that last year.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fantastic. Well, that is such great news, Liz. It sounds like you're going to have a very warm holiday season. I picture you, you know, sitting next to a fake fireplace with a glass of wine.
Yeah. Glass of eggnog.
Yeah.
I love it.
Eggnog. Glass of eggnog, but it needs to be spiked.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, hey.
That's the best kind of eggnog.
Preaching to the choir here. Well, Liz, thank you so much for this call. We appreciate it, and happy holidays to you.
Same to you guys.
Melissa has been stressing over the fact, like, sometimes when, like, Porter's ride to school kind of drops out at last minute, like, you have to kind of scramble to get someone to drive him to school. But, Melissa, aren't you just going to feel so much better when Porter is able to drive himself?
No.
What?
No. Wow.
Wait, that was quick. I barely even got the question out.
And he loves cars.
Yeah.
So I figured you would be like all in on this.
One of the things, probably the only thing he plays at home is like race cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he like races the cars. He's got
He's going to have a lead foot
wheel.
Like his mom.
I do not.
You got a ticket in Elmhurst that one time.
That was like 3 years ago.
That's one more than I have, and I live there.
Yeah, well, you got tickets for other things.
Okay.
We won't go there. Porter told me that when he's racing these cars, he uses his left foot to brake, and that's what race car drivers do. Right foot gas, left foot brake. Whether that's true or not, I have no idea.
I was just at a friend's place who has a racing simulator, and I've never had to do that. And he did explain that is how you're supposed to do it.
That's what the race car driver... I remember, you know, when we went up to the 11th floor with Ryan Blaney, ahead of NASCAR Chicago coming to town, Ryan Blaney was like, "Why aren't you using your left foot?" And I was like, "Why is Ryan Blaney telling me this? Like, that's a professional driver." And I was like,
"Yeah,"
because I'm like you. I only brake with my right, like brake and push the gas with my right foot.
I think they teach that to you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Driver's Ed. I mean, I don't know. I never took driver's ed. But I think that,
chose.
Stop it. So I knew that was coming. But Porter told me that he plans on driving using his left foot to brake.
So he's going to drive like a race car driver.
Yeah. And I said, "No, you're not.
No one does that."
I said, "That's what I said. I said, nobody does that. You are not doing that." And he said, "Oh, yes, they do."
I remember like when I first started learning to drive, I started to do that with my dad. My dad was teaching me. And my dad was like, No, what are you doing? Your left foot stays off to the left. Like, exactly. It doesn't touch the pedals.
So my question is there anybody out there that brakes with their left foot? I'm going to say we're not going to get a single call because I don't think anybody does that. I think Porter's crazy.
Yeah.
And I think he just, in his head, he wants to pretend that he is a race car driver when he gets his license.
Not to bring up the dad softball team again, but do you remember my guy Jeff who busted his Achilles playing in the dad softball?
Yeah.
It was his right foot. And so he was unable to drive because he doesn't use his left foot while driving.
See, there you go. Another classic example.
312-946-4995. Do you think we'll find anyone?
I don't think so. And I'm okay with the phones being dead.
Yeah, I'm expected.
Because I want to be right.
For Porter's sake.
Yeah.
312-946-4995. You can get home and be like, Porter, we took calls on this and nobody called.
Yeah, so you're wrong.
312-946-4995. Do you use your left foot for braking? Kelly in New Lenox.
Do you brake with your left?
Okay, I do not, but my mother did. Okay.
Really?
And yes. And it was a freaking nightmare.
Why is that?
So, sweet baby Jesus. So she would, God love her. She's 5 foot, you know, she's 82. God bless her. She doesn't drive anymore.
Yeah.
But she would slam on the brakes, go give it gas, slam on the brakes, give it gas. I swear to God, I don't know how our shoulders didn't have bruises from the seatbelt.
Oh my gosh.
Like, it was horrible. And she would sit so close to the dashboard. She was like on top of the steering wheel. So imagine that. Like, it was horrible. We're like, Mom, what are you doing?
Wait, how do you think she even learned to drive like that?
I think she did it herself.
Yeah, I was going to say, or did she learn how to drive?
You're probably right.
Oh, yeah.
I just kind of trained herself how to drive and just trained herself the wrong way.
And she's like, there's two pedals. I have 2 feet. It only makes sense.
So then we tried to teach her to do it the right way.
And?
Oh, God, no.
No?
She did it in the end. I don't know which way was better.
You're like, let's go back to the old way.
It was horrible, horrible, even as children. And then finally, when we got our license, we're like, no, we're driving.
I bet.
Kelly, listen, thank you so much for calling. I know it took a lot of shoulder bruises to get here, but we appreciate it.
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys. I love you guys so much. I listen to you every single day.
Well, thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
You too. Phil in Crown Point.
Do you brake with your left foot?
Yes, I do. I was 14, 15 years old, and my cousin taught me how to drive, and that's how he used to drive.
What?
So I've been doing that. I'm 65 years old now, and I've been braking with my left foot for 40, 50 years.
Do you get in car accidents?
I got into one accident, and it wasn't my fault.
Really?
Wait, so Phil, is it uncomfortable to do it the other way for you now?
Oh, if I started braking with my right foot, I would probably get into a bunch of accidents because I've been doing it the other way for so long.
Braking with your left foot, you don't accidentally like hit it too hard?
Yeah, or like while you're pressing the gas?
Or like, yeah, you're on the gas and then pressing the brakes,
no.
So like the engine's revving or something?
Yeah.
No, I've just learned that when I come to a stop sign, let off one, hit the other.
And you've never accidentally like hit one while the other one was still down?
Oh, I have, but nothing has ever happened because of it, though.
Interesting.
Mm. Do you think your way is the better way and everybody else should switch?
Well, I guess it all depends on your preference. I mean, I've been doing this, like I said, since I was 14, 15.
Yeah.
I'm 65 now, so yes.
I remember when I was first learning to drive and I thought to myself, why are we only using the right foot?
Yeah, right.
Because then if your left foot was on the brake and you needed an emergency, it's like there.
I always felt bad for my left foot. You know, he's just hanging out, not doing anything.
You know what, too? I was in driver's ed, and the driver's ed guy saw me doing it, and he didn't tell me to correct it.
Really?
Interesting.
What?
Wow. Okay. Yeah, see, that's okay.
I swear to God.
That's weird.
Yeah. Love you guys, too.
Phil, we love you, man. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, happy holidays, guys.
Same
to you,
Phil.
Have a great Thanksgiving break.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
What?
He's not.
What?
To a breaking joke.
You should appreciate it. You're the one that has gas. I know you probably have a clock nearby, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you that it's 8:35-ish, which means it is time for the 5 at 8:35. And brought to you by our friends at Packy Webb Ford and the Packy Low Price Pledge. Joining us today, our dear friends Julia and Dyer, and Mike in Crown Point. Julia, why don't you say hello to Mike?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Julia.
Hey, guys.
Hello, 219.
Oh.
Shout out.
Hey, 219. That's my old stomping grounds. All right, guys. You're up for tickets to go to Windy City Smokeout. This is going to be fantastic. With the 5 at 8:35, we've got five country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready to play?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, Tone Loc, here we go. With all that said, let's play. Question number one. According to Tyler Hubbard's 5'9", Jack makes good whiskey, but who is it that makes the good stuff?
Julia.
Julia.
God.
Is it God? It is God.
Woo!
Julia's
Woo!
On the board, 1-0.
All right. Who is Billy Ray Cyrus now dating after his rough divorce from Fire Rose in 2024?
Julia.
Julia.
Pamela Anderson.
Is it Pamela Anderson? It is not.
No?
Mike, do you have a guess?
Elizabeth Hurley.
Is it Elizabeth Hurley? It surely is Elizabeth. They were at the CMAs together.
They did. They came out and did a whole...
And she is smoking.
Well, she is smoking.
That is also true. Yeah. Sources? Judges? Yes, we will accept that answer.
Well, it's tied up 1-1.
All right. Question number three. Who sings the 1969 hit, A Boy Named Sue? 3 seconds?
Julia.
Mike, I think. Just barely.
I think so, too. I had to stop myself.
Yeah,
Mike,
just barely.
Is it Mr. Johnny Cash?
Is it Mr. Johnny Cash, the man in black? It is.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Mike
oh,
takes no. a 2-1 lead heading into question four.
Okay, who sings the song Backseat Driver?
Julia.
Julia.
Kane Brown.
Is it Kane Brown?
Man, look at you guys.
Yeah, old-fashioned back and forth. 5 at 8:35. This is a good one. All coming down to this fifth and final question. Finish this Eric Church lyric. All you gotta do is put a what in my hand?
Mike!
Oh!
Drink in my hand.
Is it drink? Mike, you're going to smoke out!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You
congratulations.
Guys.
Congratulations.
Julia.
Well played, Julia. Well played.
Yeah, Julia.
That was well played.
That was very well played, Julia.
Thank you.
You need to try us back all this week because we've got tickets to the smoke out all this week for the 5 at 8:35. So don't you dare think about not calling the rest of this week.
Say less. I'm done.
All right, deal.
Okay, good. Because if you get back in again, you're really good at country trivia. I have a feeling you're going to get your tickets you're looking for. I
forgot to tell you that Mike is short for Michael Jordan. So you just ran into the Michael Jordan of country music trivia.
Yeah.
It is Michael J. It is MJ, though.
It is MJ. There you go.
I had no chance.
Now let's get to the Sunday night headliner, the most recently announced headliner for Windy City Smokeout, Mr. Blake Shelton.
Yeah, it's me, Melissa.
What? It
means honeybee.
Oh, you stop the whole name
meaning
thing.
That's what it means.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.